Hi guys, welcome back to the Shannon Show podcast. Today's episode is going to be a review of Love Island 2019, episode 41. So today's episode, as we all know, is following on from the text that they received last episode that said there's going to be a recoupling. So obviously everyone's thinking at this point, who's Amber going to choose? The girls are telling her to go with Greg because he's nicer and Michael's been treating her like trash. But at the same time, they're saying, you know, go with your heart, whatever, whatever. And at this point, I'm just thinking, like, I'm actually sick and tired. Like, Michael was clearly trash. Just say, like, don't get with him. I don't get all of this. All of this, like, they both have their pros and cons. Like, Michael's clearly trash. And honestly, I'm disappointed that Anna didn't just flat out say, don't be with Michael, he's trash. Ovi, I don't even know, like, Ovi just needed to be quiet in that whole situation. He's talking about, oh, you know, you clearly like Michael, but it's a gamble that he'll break your heart again. But gambles, big gambles pay off. I'm just thinking, shut up, mate. Like, I kind of hate when people excuse their friends' trash behavior because they're their friends. Like, no, like, why would you even push Amber into that situation? So at this point, I'm pissed off. I'm just thinking that there's just this whole agenda, Michael agenda going on. And I was already suspicious from the last episode. And I was just thinking, like, I'm actually over at this point. Like, I don't even care anymore. So the recoupling happens. The two new girls go first, India and Harley. India chooses Ovi, not really a shocker. I mean, Ovi, Chris, it's not a difficult decision to make. I do feel a bit bad for Chris because you could tell that he really did like India. He even combed his hair and he just didn't get the girl. Harley ends up picking Chris, which I'm already suspicious about, but at the same time, like, Harley, you know, she has to do what she has to do to stay in the game. Obviously, she said she liked Ovi, she said she likes Michael. Those are the first two boys that she said that she liked, black mixed race. So I feel like that is still her type, but of course she wants to stay in as long as she can. Maybe she kind of sees that Chris is like kind of like the funny guy, and perhaps I'm thinking, you know, Chris is a big personality, a funny guy, so maybe she'd have, you know, a good chance of extending her holiday with him. And Chris, he says that he's happy. He says that he really fancies Harley. What do we think about that, guys? I think that statement was very questionable. She was born with, she can't help it, but she's not the most attractive person out of the whole bunch. And the fact that he basically did not acknowledge her existence before is very telling. So I just feel like Chris, like, there's no need to force it, like, you know, we're coming to the end now, but maybe he's just thinking, like, you know, this is my only shot of being in a couple, so let me just, you know, play along. But what do you think? Do you feel like Chris generally likes Harley or not? Because they do seem like they are quite, like, fun with each other and friendly, but I think it's purely a friendship level. I don't think that either of them are attracted to each other. Then they are the obvious recouple, so obviously Belle and Anton, Anna and Jordan, Molly and Tommy, and Maura and Curtis. And then it's Amber, who we've been waiting for. And at this point, like I said in the last podcast, I don't think it really matters who she picked. I feel like she was still always going to hold a flame for Michael. So obviously the producers are trying to, like, amp it up. Like, they're trying to put background music. They put a little break in between the decision. And at this point, I was tired. Like, the background music didn't even bang. Like, I just felt like it was very forced from the producers. And I feel like it made it very... The producers were trying to make it into this whole big event. And I felt like it was quite anticlimactic. But what did you think? Were you really tense at that moment? Or were you kind of just kind of, like, over the situation? Also, what did you guys think of Amber's speech? It felt like it was a bit everywhere, the speech. And I feel like it was quite forced and prompted. I feel like the producers were giving her cue cards, were like, you need to say this, you need to say this, you need to say that, because we're going to make this into a big drama, and yeah, it's going to be really good TV. I felt like it wasn't as confident, and I felt like the speech shouldn't feel like naturally. It didn't flow naturally, like it was something that Amber had thought of herself. I didn't think the speech flowed naturally, like it was something that Amber said herself, but what was saying herself. But what do you think? Obviously, we see she chooses Greg. And at that point, I'm just thinking, I'm not buying it completely, because in the back of my head, I'm thinking she's obviously done this because, one, I guess maybe she does like Greg. I think she definitely does see good qualities in Greg, but I also feel like she did want revenge. She wanted a revenge pie, and she wanted Michael to have a taste of what she felt when she walked into Casa Amor by herself. Amber did say that, you know, she picked Greg because Michael had disrespected her and she wouldn't tolerate his behaviour on the outside world, so why should she tolerate it now? And I really wanted to be like, root for her at this point, but I still had this thing in the back of my head that said Michael and Amber are not, the door hasn't completely closed in that, and she could very well decide that she wants to be with Michael after this coupling. And as we see at the end of the episode, I feel like it kind of confirms that my suspicions are right. That leaves poor Francesca to be with Michael, and you know, Francesca, she's just been there. She isn't like my least favorite, but like she's kind of just been there like a filler person. But I feel bad for Francesca now, because he's basically taken her, she's had to couple up with Michael involuntarily. Now she's gonna go down with his ship. Michael kind of says that he knew that that was coming, and I feel like he knew that it was coming. And I feel like he was, even after that, he was acting very smug because he knows that he still has a chance with Amber. As we see later on in the episode, they have another talk. Amber's kind of asking him, you know, he's telling Amber he's not going to grovel. And after Michael tells Amber he's not going to grovel, she's asking him, what's your next move? She's already revealing to him that she's still interested. So he is now even more smug, and he has noted down the fact that he said that he wasn't going to grovel, and Amber basically insinuated by not saying anything that she was going to be okay with it. And again, Amber keeps giving Michael the upper hand. I honestly don't understand why Amber finds Michael so addictive to the point where she would get back with somebody who's treated her so much like trash. I've never been in this situation, so perhaps I can't really speak on it because I don't understand. I've seen a lot of tweets saying that they sympathize with her and that they've been her. So if you have been in Amber in this situation, I'd really like to hear your thoughts onto, you know, psychologically where you think Amber's head is at as to why she would want to go back with somebody who treated her so badly. Because it's not as easy as to say, well, she must like being treated like trash. I don't think it's that black and white. At the end of the day, it's entirely Michael's fault for being trash. Also, in the challenge, there's a question, and it's like, who would you pick if you had to couple up with somebody else? Amber put on her placard Michael. She could have literally put any other person's name on there, but she put Michael. And again, she's letting him know that there is a door, that she's leaving a door open for him. And I feel like she just wants him to put in effort, because in their conversation, she kept talking about effort, effort, effort. So Amber obviously still likes him, and she still wants him to pursue her. And I feel like they're going to get back together. There's like, what, 8 days left? Like basically a week left. I feel like they're going to get back together in that week. And I'm over it at this point. I'm really just over it. Also, and other than that, there wasn't really anything going on. Like, the challenge literally felt like it took forever. I was just like, when is this challenge gonna end? And then, like, it was literally just, I feel like it was like half the episode, that challenge. Not really much really happened other than that. Curtis asked Maura what she does for a living. That was quite funny. And then obviously there was that whole Jordan situation with his middle name. He has a guy named middle name. I forgot what it is, but it's a guy named middle name. And Anna said that she couldn't pronounce it and was being really dismissive. I've had that experience before. But I feel like a lot of people, a lot of like Ghanaian Twitter and a lot of like African Twitter, like wider African Twitter, were upset that Jordan didn't back his name. And like me growing up in an African family, like we're always told like back our names. So yeah, the fact that he didn't back his name on national TV, it is a bit of a disappointment. Apparently he didn't even pronounce it properly. So maybe he just, you know, at home, and his Ghanaianness is not really like culturally enforced maybe. But yeah, it's a shame he sold out on his name. Yeah, there wasn't really much really. Like they hyped this whole episode out and it was really disappointed. I feel a bit robbed really. I feel like I've gotten to that point where I'm ready for it to be done really. I don't think there's anything else the producers can squeeze out of this season. You know, even the challenges are getting ridiculous now. Like, what was this challenge? Honestly, producers, I need you to do a better job. Obviously, now there's a vote. Somebody's going. I hope it's just a straight vote out. I really do not have time for any wahala yet. I actually just don't have time for it. I don't have the patience. I just want a clean vote off. So, obviously, clearly the vulnerable couples, the couple in the bottom two, I feel like it's just going to be the bottom two. I don't think there's enough people for more than a bottom two. But the bottom two are obviously going to be Michael and Francesca. I think so. I don't think that Amber and Michael reunited has enough support for people to actually save Michael. So I think he's definitely going to be in the bottom. Him and Francesca are definitely going to be in the bottom. And then I'm thinking the next couple beside them would be maybe Anna and Jordan. Anna hasn't been that annoying these past couple of days, but I feel like she'd already done the damage. I'm not sure if Jordan would be enough to uphold them. So I think they'll definitely be at risk again. And then who else would be at risk? And then I think maybe, I'm not sure if Chris will have enough support. Lots of people are saying he's like a funny guy and they like him. I'm not sure if he'll have enough support, though, to skip being out on the bottom. But let me know what you think. Obviously, I think Michael and Francesca are definitely in the bottom. But I'm not too sure who would be in the bottom with them. Let me know your predictions. I voted for Maura and Curtis. I feel like I didn't vote for Ovi and India because I feel like they're going to be safe. And I'm not even sure who my favourite couple is at this point. I kind of feel like it is Maura and Curtis. I like Ovi, but as him and India as a couple, like they're literally just early days and I haven't really had enough, there hasn't been enough time with India for me to like 100% ship them as a couple. I actually think that my favourite couple out of the solid couples is actually Maura and Curtis. I actually like them as a couple in the show. Let me know what you guys is favorite couple is and who do you feel like will be in the top three. I feel like right now a couples as they stand, I'm thinking it will be Molly and Tommy, Maura and Curtis, and maybe Anton and Belle, but I'm not 100% sure. Do you feel like Ovi can take it to the final or not? On Twitter, in the beginning of the episode, lots of people were kind of rooting for Amber. Like people had their hopes up that Amber was finally ditching Michael, but I feel like near the end, lots of people kind of realizing that Amber obviously still has feelings with him and is leaving the door open. I feel like a lot of people are hoping that she does not get back together with Michael. It's still very negative for Michael. A lot of people are calling him out for being manipulative and trying to like plant seeds of doubt in Amber's head, like when he was like, oh, I don't think you and Greg would work on the outside. I don't think he could handle you. All of that, obviously that was very manipulative and conniving, and I feel like he knows what to say to Amber, and I feel like Amber is gravitating towards him. Honestly, I'm just over the situation anymore. I refuse to be invested in their relationship anymore, regardless of what she chooses. You know, objectively, I hope Amber doesn't get back with him, but honestly, I really don't care what she does anymore. I'm over this storyline and I'm over this season, to be honest. I'm tired. Like Ovi said, I'm tired. If you haven't yet, follow me on Twitter. My handle is at Shannon Fabuloso. That's S-H-A-N-N-O-N-F-A-B-U-L-O-S-O. I usually live tweet during the episodes and feel free to at me with your opinions. So in terms of voting, I'm seeing a lot of people saying that they voted for Ovi. I'm seeing some people that they've said that they voted for Anna and Jordan. I've seen somebody said that they voted for Michael and Francesca. Hell, some people are. Some people said that they voted for Maura and Curtis on one device, and Amber and Greg on another device. Someone said that they voted for Bella and Anton. So yeah, who really knows who could be in the bottom tomorrow? I feel like Francesca and Michael will be, but I'm not sure who will be standing beside them in the bottom two. But let me know your predictions and let me know who you voted for. The next episode is on Sunday, so yeah, I'm going to enjoy the break tomorrow. And yeah, till next time, guys. Bye.